Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Jim Hagemeyer, the Leslie Wells Realty. And across the table from me is my good friend,
Realtor Tom. And hey, I want to thank everybody for all the shares and likes. But if you would just continue to hit that like button down there, the boss says she'll take us to a steak dinner if we get enough likes.
I'm ready. Tom, we got it made today. We're honored to have Mr. Darrell King with us. He's from the Early Learning Center of Manatee County, right here in town. And the ELC provides school preparedness, right, for youngsters. Thanks for being here this morning.
Delighted to be here.
Yes, sir. Now, that is not a Parrish, Florida accent.
It's not.
Okay.
No, it's from Arcadia over there.
Okay,
that's,
yeah.
So I was hoping you guys could get the translator to come in. You know, like the governor, when he has a hurricane, and you have the person at
the
side. So we might need that today.
We'll work on that.
I'm from Scotland. I've been here since 2012, and I call Florida my home. So delighted to be here.
Good. Happy to have you. Share with us briefly the functions of the Early Learning Center, and if that's possible, how long has the coalition been around? Tell us some history about that.
It's actually an Early Learning Coalition. We are one of 30 coalitions in the state. So we came into being in 2006, the Every Child, No Child Left Behind Act, which was brought into Florida to try and improve readiness rates for school and you know, address all of those things that are going on with reading rates and getting children prepared for school. So as I say, there's 30 coalitions in the state. All 67 counties are part of the coalitions.
Oh, really?
Some of them are multi-county, up in the Panhandle and various parts of the state. Manatee County is its own coalition, and we're state and federally funded. And we, as you said there, Jim, we prepare children for school. We have two main programs, which are our school readiness program, which is a child care subsidy program where we support low-income families so their parents can work and can go to attend school, and the children can get high-quality child care. And our other main program is VPK, or Voluntary Pre-Kindergarten, which is a free program. And that's, again, for four-year-olds in Florida. There's no cost. And that's in September each year. And we have about 6,000 children in our programs right now. So we serve a lot of families.
So is it solely for low-income families or at risk?
The school readiness program is income eligibility. So a family would come in to our office. They would supply their paperwork. We would we would run the numbers and see if they qualified for assistance, and then we can make a significant contribution towards that childcare cost. You know, in many cases we can, and childcare is expensive, as everyone knows.
Sure.
So you know, in many cases we can have a family, single mom, you know, somebody who comes in, and maybe the childcare cost would be $300 a week, and if they qualify for our subsidy program, we can bring that down to maybe $25-$30 a week. And we pay the rest, and that allows that person to go to work and know that they can work and that their child is in a high quality childcare environment. So we don't administer childcare at ELC, which is a bit of a misconception,
right?
That we're in charge of that. We contract with childcare providers.
So is this like a placement program for childcare?
So we recommend places that you can send your child. We don't tell you where to send your child, but we have what's called childcare resource and referral. So if your child qualifies for our program, and we have a family that would like to see their options, we can present them with ones that are close to where they live or where they work, and you can show them if this place has had any issues or any findings. And you know, we contract with these people that we pay for the childcare, and we spend about $15 million a year on that program. So governed by the state, and you know, we have a lot of guidelines, and we monitor the childcare providers to make sure that they're doing what they're supposed to do. And DCF, which is the Department of Children and Families, they come in and check that they're in compliance. So it's very highly regulated. But as to your point, Jim, we place, you know, children in childcare, which allows their parents to keep working or attend school. And that,
well, that's
program.
A full-time job right there, just that alone, right?
Yeah.
Well, not just that, but you also involve programs for health and wellness for these children, right?
Yeah, so we have those two mandated programs, which are the largest ones, as you said, school readiness, VPK. But we do a lot of supplemental programs on top of that, and that's where our community initiatives kick in these programs. And the health and screening one that you talked to, our screening and assessment program, it's any child that is brought into the school that qualifies for school readiness, we have to then screen them for hearing and vision and any developmental delays that might be going on. And if we find any of those things, we then obviously connect with community partners that we might have to refer these children to. So that again is another big program that we do, that we screen all of these kids, and we look for anything that might be going on, because you know the earlier you can find anything that's going on in one of these children, you know, the better chance they have of getting that addressed, and then that can set them up for success.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about some of the events that y'all do. I know about the reading program. Maybe we can talk about that and some of the other events that y'all involved in.
Yeah, obviously early literacy is one of the biggest things that we do. You know, it's a real important part of the agency. We probably invest, you know, close to $500,000 a year in buying books, and we give out 100,000 books, about 100,000 books into the community every year for free at various different events. We partner with a lot of agencies who, you know, they don't have the resources that we have. So, you know, the coalition by definition is bringing people together to, you know, for the greater cause. And the reading part of it is huge. We encourage families to read as much as possible to the kids, and we have, you know, reading tips on the books, the labels, and we do a lot of literacy events, and we have some specific programs where people in the community can help. And Reading Pals is the program where we have about 120 kids, and that's a mentor program where business leaders, community people, volunteers, people who have retired, they commit to a 25-week program, and they go in once a week, and they spend about 45 minutes reading to their the same child every week. So it builds up that that relationship between the volunteer coming in, and it's a social thing as well, you know, because you don't know what's going on in that child's life. It may be, you know, grandma or granddad is the main carer and has dropped them off that morning, and they're maybe not having a lot of interaction with other adults. So that is a really important part of their social and emotional development. So not just the connection with teaching them and reading the books together, and then they get the book and they take the book home, but also that social development, and they get really excited about, you know, seeing that person coming in every week. So that's a great program that's funded by the Barnett family, obviously from Publix. So right. Publix Foundation funds the Reading Pals program across the state, and we're very fortunate to have that here in Manatee County.
Sounds to me like everybody wins on this one, right?
Yeah, yeah. And if you ever want to volunteer, I'm sure the kids would be delighted to have you.
I think the boss, Leslie Wells, did that last year, I think.
Leslie's done that many times, yeah, because Leslie's very familiar with what the coalition does.
Uh-huh.
And she's been a big supporter of us over the years. And I'd be sure that Leslie has volunteered and read to some of these children over the years.
Well, she can read. I know that. Yeah. So are you looking for volunteers quite often? Probably hard to find sometimes.
Yes, we we started the program last year, and again, obviously there's a lot of other programs going in the county which need volunteer assistance. So we're always looking for volunteers. You can go to the website elcmanatee.org and you can learn about that program. But we're always looking for volunteers, and we're always welcome for anyone to come in and help in any way.
Mm-hmm. I think y'all came to our Manatee County Housing Authority event, and I think through our Ross program, and did like a day camp for us, and that was amazing. We had tons of kids come in, so thanks for doing that.
Absolutely, yeah. That's one of those things that we do a lot in the community. We have three educational vehicles that you probably see going around. They're bright yellow and have all of our sponsors and everything on the side in there, fully equipped with Wi-Fi and, you know, the best tech you can get, TV screens and everything. So we go out to these kind of events that you're talking about, and we take the bus and the children can come on and they can do STEAM and science lessons, and we give them books, and you know, especially in the summer, because there's a well-known problem in the summer. They call it the summer lag, where when they end school in May,
yeah,
and if they don't continue that reading over the summer, or you know, that they come back in August, there can be,
well, not just that, they were also like hands-on science experiments that they were doing,
yeah,
you know?
So that's our community education team who do that work. And yeah, we have a lot of those really cool programs, and the children love when they see those buses rolling up. You know, we had an old, it was a school bus that was donated, that was
right,
being decommissioned, and we raised about $100,000 through the fantastic support of the community. The Kiwanis Foundation gave us money, so, and we got this bus going, and it's like a mobile classroom.
So let's talk about funding a little bit. Mm-hmm. Where does all the money come from? I mean, some of this is huge money. Is it government money programs, state funded, again?
Yeah. So yeah, our budget this year was just over $50 million. Mostly federal funding, state funding. We get money from Manatee County government through the Children's Services. We get private grants. You know, the Bishop Foundation supports us, Publix Foundation. We have our fundraisers a couple of times a year, but the vast majority of our money is federal funding and state funding, and we run off, you know, a 5% admin, very, very lean for a non-profit.
Right.
So, you know, we're audited, you know, five times a year, which I think is really important. It's public money. They come in and they look at everything, but the vast majority of our money comes in and goes out to childcare providers to pay for these programs. So, you know, but it's federal money. So to put it in perspective, the early learning budget for the coalitions in the state of Florida is about $1.6 billion. Yeah, 150,000 children in programs across the state.
This is huge.
This is huge. How do people find out about this?
Well, you know, there's obviously in each community, the coalitions are promoting their services, you know, through outreach events, Facebook, and all that kind of stuff. And when I first came into the coalition 10 years ago, there was a misconception that we were like a babysitting service, and
that's what we did.
So part of what we've tried to do over the last few years, and my background was in journalism and communication. So when I came in, as communications director, and what we did was, to your point, was to try to get the message out to the community of what we actually do and what services were available. And we still, you know, you still have that challenge. You know, the VPK program is free, and it only has a 70% uptake. So there's 30% of the children who could be in that program are not in it. And there's various reasons, maybe why, you know, some people prefer to keep their kids at home. But that's a constant thing of getting the message out there. And, you know, we do get a budget from the state for outreach and publicising. You know, so we go to a lot of events that we tie in with families, and we partner with Women's Resource Centre, with Hope, with Parenting Matters, all of these groups where we might be able to get our message.
That's what I was going to ask. You partner with a lot of different entities in the county.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big thing for us, you know, is that we like I said earlier, we're fortunate that we have a lot of resources, and we do invest a lot of that back into the community, because some of these other non-profits, you know, they don't have that, they don't have the level of funding that we get. So I'm very big on supporting these agencies, and, you know, they come and ask us for sponsorships at an event, and we'll do that, and then we'll have our staff go over there and set up a booth and give out all of our leaflets and promote our thing, so when their clients are coming through, they can see exactly what ELC does. So community involvement is a big, big thing for us.
Very nice.
Absolutely huge, Tom. I had no idea.
Yeah.
So obviously these are big numbers that y'all, and it takes a lot to make the wheel turn, so to speak. Where are we headed in the next 5 years? Where do you see the ELC headed?
I see us continuing to get, you know, bigger with the expansion of the county. I mean, that's something that we're looking at. Just looking at the numbers right now, our VPK is up already this year. VPK starts in September. The enrollments are higher than they were this time last year. A lot of that growth in Lakewood Ranch brought us a surge maybe in the last 3 or 4 years, and now we're looking at what's happening in North River.
20,000-30,000
Yeah, you know, and that's going to be, as you guys know, in the industry here, that's going to be families coming in. You know, it's going to be probably a lot of our clients, maybe not in the school readiness program, but certainly in VPK. And so we're expecting a surge in VPK. And, you know, again, that is a free program. So the state, if the state gives me a budget for VPK and we get more children, then they have to pay for that. There's no cap on VPK. So we're definitely keeping an eye on growth in North River. We're spending a lot of resources in Palmetto to get our Hispanic community, you know, involved in the program. And we do a lot of bilingual radio adverts.
Okay.
We do a lot of bilingual advertising and mailers. And we just, you know, trying to get the word out that, you know, we want them to make sure that they know of all the services we've got. And, of course, the new Hola Elementary School that's opening over here. I don't know if you know what's happening with that school. But there's a new bilingual school that's opening just up here behind Detweilers. And there's going to be about 600 or 700 kids going in there. And that's an offshoot from Manatee School for the Arts. So this is their elementary school that's opening. And again, that's going to bring a big focus in this area on that Hispanic community. So we're supporting them. We've been giving them a lot of help to get their VPK classrooms up and running. And they've got, from what I'm told, 500 or 600 kids signed up already. Yeah.
So this is a, I don't know, a community outreach, community service that it's kind of quiet, actually. I mean, I wasn't that familiar with it until, you know, I saw something about it. But now, as we discover, this is a great need to be had up here.
It's very impressive what they do for people, too. It's, and you're right, it's not widely known, I don't think. Yeah. So to be able to bring this to all of our viewers, it's a great thing.
So how does the community support the coalition? How can we support y'all?
Well, obviously we have, you know, we're always open to anyone who wants to come in and help and volunteer and label books or attend events and that kind of thing. We have 2 fundraising events a year. We have one in June, which is on Stanford Children Day. And, you know, that's, again, we had tremendous support. You know, a few weeks back, we had 400 people at the convention centre and we raised about, you know, $50,000 that day for one of our programs that's not funded by the state.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a golf tournament in December, which is headed up by State Representative Jim Boyd and State Senator Jim Boyd and State Representative Will Robinson. So that raises money for us as well. So mm-hmm. we're always looking for sponsorships or, you know, teams and stuff like that. And, you know, I just think that the main way that the community can help us is like through these kind of, you know, mediums and stuff is that the more we get the word out there, the more that, you know, if you come across families and people that need that assistance, it's about educating, you know, the community to exactly how much we can help, because, you know, that's what we want to do. We see the coalition as a lighthouse that, mm-hmm. you know, that brings people in that are in need of help, in need of assistance. And it is a big part of what we do every year is outreach and getting that word out, because there are a lot of people. It's fluid coming through Manatee County, as you know.
Right.
People come, people go. So we're trying to always work on that.
So is there a website that we can get contact with you? What is that website?
Yeah, website is elc-manatee.org. And you can go on there and you can see all the programs. You can see what we do with the educational vehicles. You can see all our financials. You can see our board minutes. You know, obviously, we're under Sunshine Law, very transparent with everything that we do. You can go on there and read our annual report. You can see how you can volunteer, how you can donate. All of those things are all online. And
well, that's what we're going to do.
Facebook Absolutely. Page as well.
Mr. King, thanks for coming in
Thank
this
you.
Morning. What a pleasure.
Appreciate it.
Very
you.
Enlightening.
Thank you.
Okay, everybody. Hey, it's Jim Hagemeyer with the Leslie Wells Realty at Tom and Jim's exciting real estate adventures. Tom, thanks for coming in.
It was my pleasure. And don't forget, we're here for all your real estate needs, from tiny home to luxury home. We do it all here.
Thanks for watching. Bye-bye.